Welcome to Portraits of Us, a photo story of our community, the podcast, where we celebrate the artists, creatives, educators, entrepreneurs, and the everyday people shaping our community one story at a time. I'm your host, Rob S. Garcia, and today I'm sitting down with a true trailblazer in the world of fashion, Augusto Cuellar. Augusto is a designer, creative force, and an advocate for sustainable fashion. Known for his innovative approach to upcycling secondhand and thrifted clothing into bold, one-of-a-kind designs. His aesthetic, which he calls Rescuachique, is a celebration of culture, resourcefulness, and sustainability, proving that fashion can be both stylish and conscious. We'll dive into his journey, how he got started, where he's headed next, and why sustainability in fashion is more than just a trend. It's a movement. Let's get started. So today we're here with Augusto Cuellar. He is a well-renowned fashion designer, also part-time DJ on the side. Grew up here in San Antonio on the west side. Growing up in that area, was there a lot of culture, a lot of art? What kind of influenced you growing up at that in that, within those areas? Yeah.
I think that with that being part of my upbringing, I had artists in my family, my tios and my tias, were heavily influenced with music, at the time, the styles, the fashion, and it was very, a big community because we were able to interact with other families that were just a couple of feet away from us because it was new families moving in, new kids, new children to play with and new friends. And then they moved away and we were sad and what happened, but I think it still feeds into what I do now, which is dealing with whatever's available. Sustainability is the word that's being used now, but I think I call it Rescuache. Yeah. I think my first show was 1990, was my first actual fashion show. I did earrings made out of clay and feathers at a gallery in the east side called Planta de Arte Nuclear. And it was run by David Zamora Casas. He was the one that gave me my first actual show in 1990. Yeah. And then from there, we moved into a space called the Anti-Oppression Church of Hardcore Folk Art, which was on Avenue E, right adjacent to the Alamo. And that became a space kind of for artists, for other emerging designers to come and show their stuff.
A little collective. You actually get into the physical part
of fashion? Yeah, I think fashion had always been an integral part of like the music, the look, the advertising of how I would promote my art, which was sculptural at the time. But I think that what started it was when I opened up Jive Refried, and that was in 99. We opened up across the street from South Alamo. It had prior to that, it had been a vintage store with another owner. So we kind of collaborated, and she lost sight of what she wanted to do. So I took over and created Jive Refried as a kind of little cultural hotspot. Not intending it to be that, but just a place where it could be a welcoming place for all kinds of people, all community. I recall stories that people would say, like, I would go to your store and we were actually playing hooky from Brack. And I'm like, and you didn't say nothing to us. And I'm like, but that wasn't my job. I didn't know you were a student. And they were, and I let them stay and they were jamming out, listening to the music and trying on clothes. So I think that it in people's minds, it was a place of liberation. It was a place of acceptance. And it was a vintage store and an art gallery. And so that's how Jive Refried kind of created the fashion ability for me. I realized that as an artist, I was using another medium, which was found objects, painting some with acrylic. But I found that fabric and design became my fascination. But the thing is that I come from a family of sewers. My grandma was a seamstress. My mom's a seamstress. My great-grandma was a seamstress. I have their sewing machines that they would have to use the manual pedal because they're from the old times. And so I know that it was in my blood. My mom says that she recalls times when I was little growing up that I would say, I'm going to go to Paris one year and show my... She's like, what's wrong with you? Why are you going to Paris for what? And so I got to go to Paris and I took my parents with me. And so it's been a journey where I could have left San Antonio and been, you know, when I auditioned for Project Runway, almost got on the show with Tim Gunn. I could have left and been like, later, dude. But no, San Antonio is a muse to me. It's a place that gives out energy that you just don't find anywhere else. It really is. And so I had to come back because my heart and my soul was yearning for San Antonio and its culture and its everything lovely about it. And so here I am, you know, 30 years into my career and still doing the things that I love and broadening the community in fashion.
Yes. When did you open up Agustin and Blue Star?
Yes. Agustin was just kind of initially a pop-up shop. We got here in 21 during the pandemic and there was nothing really going on in Blue Star. And so I know James, the owner, and I approached him and said, I would like to do a pop-up shop for maybe 3 months. And he's like, yeah, let's give it a try. And then he gave me the option because he saw that there was something happening. I saw something happening that I didn't realize was going to happen. It became First Friday all over again, like it was back in the day. And so I decided to stay and they wanted me to stay. And I probably needed it for my therapy to be able to do this and continue doing the things that serve a community, but also serve my, like my artistic talents or endeavors or things that, because I want to create fashion, but I also want to create an opportunity for up and coming designers, emerging designers, people that want to showcase their work, but don't have a place because either they don't have the funds, the models, the hair, the makeup. There's a whole lot of things that go on into a fashion show. It's not just me making the clothes. It's a whole team. And I have to give credit to them because without them, some of these things would just be almost impossible for one person to create and to do.
If you enjoyed this small sample of Agosto's interview and would like to view his full video podcast interview or any of our other guest interviews, please go to Portraits of Us, a photo story of our community's website at portraitsofus.net.